large white walls. Open space. Light fills the room from one corner. The space seems cavernous. Why do I feel so small in this chair? Someone just went in to impress and plead, and I'm waiting. I can do it. I know I can. I start to grow in my chair. The answers to all your questions bounce around in my head as I go over what I'm going to say. How will I sell myself? The space starts to seem more comfortable, and belief starts to course through my veins. Suddenly, it's my turn. My name's called out. I slowly stand, gather myself, try to remember all my answers, my facts, and I walk towards the ever-expanding, gaping mouth of the back office. It seems the closer I get, the larger it becomes. It feels I'm about to be eaten alive by the mouth of art. Of unexpected questions. Of critical judgment. As I enter the mouth, it begins. There you sit. I smile, put a sparkle in my eye, and reach out my large, well-manicured hand to say hello in the human vernacular of touch. You seem nice. Not menacing at all. So why is my heart beating from my chest? We all sit and the theater begins. My vocal cords become a bit dry and I swallow. As I begin to speak, regaling you with the qualities of which will make you hire me, I feel like I leap from my chair and start tap dancing around the room. On your desk, on your heads, I notice that you're nodding in agreement with my qualifications, and you get me. I can do this. The nerves, the anxiety wash away, and the glory of connection between two ideas becomes complete. I want this, and you want me to have it. As we finish up with the standard pomp and circumstance, I stand to leave. We again touch in the human vernacular, knowingly smile and look into each other with the satisfaction that both our journeys have come to an end. You have found me, and I have found you.